This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Say Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Once famously saying he would take a bullet for Donald Trump. Now President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is talking this way about being so loyal to the current commander-in-chief.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
Cohen speaking on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos about his being sentenced to 3 years in prison this week for committing campaign finance crimes when he paid two women what's been called hush money in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election. More talk that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is under consideration for White House Chief of Staff. According to Axios, Christie was in Washington this week for a meeting with President Trump to discuss that opportunity. And this is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dead sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Department of Homeland Security officials now warning migrants at the southern U.S. border about the dangers of crossing it illegally. That after a 7-year-old girl died while in U.S. custody, 8 hours after she and her father and over 160 other migrants gave themselves up to Customs and Border Protection in New Mexico last week. DHS says she hadn't had any food or water for days, and she died of shock and dehydration. This week has seen a series of farewell speeches by U.S. senators who won't be returning. The latest, Democrat Claire McCaskill, who says that the chamber is broken.
And if we don't have the strength to look in the mirror and fix it, the American people are going to grow more and more cynical. And they might do something crazy like elect a reality TV star president.
Also this week, outgoing Republican Senators Orrin Hatch and Jeff Flake were expressing concerns about the Senate's future. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Education Department says it's canceling $150 million in student loan debt. The department's saying it's forgiving loans for about 15,000 borrowers whose schools closed, preventing them from being able to finish their programs. About half of the borrowers attended Corinthian Colleges, a for-profit chain that closed in 2015. Affected borrowers will start getting email notifications from the department today. Four people rescued from an abandoned coal mine may end up facing criminal charges now, as a sheriff's official in Raleigh County, West Virginia, says all four are under criminal investigation, none yet charged. The company that owns the abandoned mine, though, says it was sealed and inactive when that group illegally entered it a few days ago. The mother of one of the rescued people telling police she believes they were trying to steal copper from inside that mine. And a faulty door on an armored truck causing a cash grab on a New Jersey highway. The door to the Brinks truck clicking open yesterday morning. It sent about $20, $50, and $100 bills spilling out onto Route 3. Videos on social media show a number of drivers pulling over and stuffing their pockets with that cash. At least one woman showed up to police headquarters and then returned some of it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, our good friend Michael Doherty, CEO of the Cyber Education Foundation, founder of the Justice Society. He is our cyber big tech analyst, and you know what that means. We're going to be talking Google this morning, just for starters. Hey, Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. Merry Christmas, sir. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas right back at you, plus tax and license, I want you to know. Hey, CEO Sundar Pichai was on the Hill being grilled. Of course, he insists that, you know, there's no political bias. You know, it's interesting to hear people with political bias claim there's no political bias. And there's two things I think you can discern from that answer. Either they're just flat out lying, or, you know, I like to think maybe they're just so ideologically fixed that they really think that their way is the way, and that everybody else is just, I don't know, I don't know if I want to be so blatant to say that they think that everybody else is stupid, but if anything, they think that we're really less than because we don't think like they think.
Well, all of the above, sir. And, you know, when you're that loaded, and you're on the stage like he was on the stage, mm-hmm. you learn legal speak and lawyer talk, which sounds a lot like English, but it's not quite there. And
Now, what happens when you learn that language? I mean, are you like in the realm of you're making billions of dollars? Is that what happens when you?
Yeah, so you can afford the lawyers that can coach you.
Yeah, but when you cross that line, then you get a whole new vocabulary, huh?
You do. You understand. You learn how to dance, and you learn how to listen to a question and not quite answer it. And you learn how to never use absolutes, and you argue that on definition understanding, and you say you misspoke when push comes to shove. And if all that fails, then you just shut up and stare at people and wait for the media story to change.
Right. Well, it's kind of like Dinesh D'Souza said, Michael, you never give up the con. That was one of the things he learned when he was incarcerated, you know, after
yeah.
Obama slapped him down. You know, for some minor, you know, which I thought was quite ironic considering what Barack Obama got away with. I mean, $350 million. Oh yeah, misplaced money here, and nobody reports about it. But boy, we got all kinds of craziness going on. I mean, poor Dinesh. I mean, he helps a friend. I think he gave her like $20,000 or something, and admitted to it. Said, hey, you know, I did. I'm sorry, you know, kind of deal. Expecting they were going to slap his hand like everybody else. Oh no. No, Mr. Dinesh, he would cause some problems for Mr. Obama, and Mr. Obama and his clan say, no, we got you, buddy. You go straight to jail. You don't pass go collect $200. But, you know, the benefit of all that is we learned from Dinesh, as he, you know, talked to us several times, during the experience. He says, Bill, you just never give up the con. That's what they do. And whether you're rich, extremely rich, or you find yourself incarcerated, that's one of the keys, right? You just don't give up the con.
No, and it's up again. The American public needs to save itself, because the problem with this is selective persecution, depending on who you are and what you believe and who you support. And that is the weaponization of politics. We've never weaponized in such a broad sense before. And you're seeing such blatant weaponization now. Look what's going on with Michael Flynn, where the judge is now calling by today for the FBI to turn all their notes over on this, because it's such a gun to the head racket. It's such they extract a confession. They show you the rack, and they make you say something. Because what was Mike Flynn saving? His money, his son,
his son,
house,
exactly,
his life,
exactly. And any of us, Michael, in that same situation. I mean, how much it's virtually bankrupted. Michael Flynn and others who have gotten caught in this gun to the head type of process that you say. I mean, you know, we have seen this over the years, whether it was, you know, with the Nixon administration, other administrations, Lyndon Baines Johnson, I mean, all this stuff. But now in the information age that's available, my goodness, I mean, J. Edgar Hoover would just be, you know, he'd be dancing all over the place.
Except we'd find out all those things because someone would know about it over at Google and Facebook and leak it.
Well, they'd hold it. Yeah, they hold it. I mean, it's all about gotcha, right? You get this information, you just kind of hold it there. You know, it's kind of like the $17 million that has been paid out to, congressmen's aides and whatever for God only knows what kind of, you know, sexual hashtag that they've been caught in. And but all they got real quiet on that. You know, they're like, don't bring that up. We don't want to talk about that. And so now they're trying to pass new laws to, you know, make the obvious illegal. I mean, it's kind of like insider trading.
Well,
Let's just say we're not going to do any more insider trading.
There's too many things going on to remember. Mm-hmm. They get away with it by change of media strategy. And who gets in trouble for lying to Congress? Yeah. Michael Cohen? I mean, and how many else? I mean, that's what they pick, lying to Congress, how many people have lied to Congress and just walk away?
Well, how about Hillary and her gang? This stuff. And then in order for them to be protected, you know, the FBI, James Comey et al., gives them a get-out-of-jail card, gives them immunity, and you go, okay, you gave them immunity, so what did you get in exchange? Oh, we were supposed to get something in exchange? Wait a minute. Aren't you guys like the FBI? I mean, you know, aren't you guys that are used to doing this sort of stuff? And you got nothing back. You give them immunity. And, you know, this is an incredible mess. And it's all sleight of hand stuff, like you and I talked about a bit kabuki here, where don't look at what's going on over here. Let's look at the Russian collusion. You know, forget about domestic collusion and everything that Hillary and her gang were doing, her posse. I mean, that's all by the wayside. See, this is what's driving, Michael. This is what's driving Main Street nuts, because they get it. They see what Mueller's doing. And, you know, and they're saying the same thing we're doing. I mean, you know, they're talking about, they're saying the same words, going, well, what about Hillary? I mean, are you guys really serious about getting on top of this and protecting the integrity of our whole election process? That would be no.
No. No, they get in there and they buy the intelligence community and they build these tentacles and these networks of power, and it was a fissure. It was a massive earthquake when Trump won that affected all that, and everyone that's screaming and yelling are the people that were participating in it.
Of course.
So just look where they all are. They're in major media. They're in major tech. I mean, it is, they're really in the bureaucracy, they're in the intelligence community. It's like an exposure if you want to pay attention. And it kind of bothers me, the number of people that still don't get it.
Because their hatred towards Trump is blinding their common sense. And, it is just amazing. Cause I say, hey, look, forget about the noise. Look at the reality. And that's what you're saying, Michael, is that, and it gets frustrating because, you know, people come to you and say, well, you know about this stuff. And they spout out their opinion. You go, oh, Lord, you know, which are just CNN talking points or whatever. And you just go, no, you got to have a little bit more depth than a dime. You know, let's really look at this. And this is all this is common sense. It's kind of like what Brett Kavanaugh's mom said, you know, use your common sense. What's reasonable is reasonable. What's not is not.
And it's real obvious. I mean, you've got to really twist yourself or be so ideologically fixed and blind that you can't see the 800,000-pound gorilla that remains in the room. Michael Dougherty is with us, cyber big tech analyst. We're going to talk more about Google and, you know, what the CEO had to try to, what he had to say and how he tried to convince us. I know, we're still left.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates to from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Telling me who I am and whose I am. Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez at just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty continues with us, the CEO of the Cyber Education Foundation, founder of the Justice Society, author of the devil inside the Beltway. You know, Michael, your book was so timely. I know it's been out for a bit, but gosh, it is, you know, remains so relevant because what you shared with everybody back then is, you know, today, especially with Trump, all this is revealed. I mean, some of this stuff is so incredible about our government that you really do have that kind of Jack Nicholson moment that you can't handle the truth, you know? It's pretty crazy.
Well, it is, and it all starts with good intent. See, it all starts with, well, we want to have our public regulated with people that aren't politicized, and that's how it all started. And then what they forgot was that man's a fallen being, and when you give anyone power that's not checked out and balanced, it goes off the rails. And we have agencies that make their own laws, have their own rules, have their own judges. Everything that we are taught as kids is completely torched. Mm-hmm. There's no due process. And the cost of fighting will break you. So
well, of course,
there is no fighting. I had to get over $10 million of pro bono legal defense, and I only could do that because my case was so important in cybersecurity regulation. It wasn't about me. And this is the big picture that we have to understand, is that it has just gotten to such a terrible place. And people that have absolute power love it. Why do you think people are fighting back so much?
Right. Well, that's why they lost their skull. Yeah, I mean, look, this was the big thing about Trump. You got an outsider who's coming in that really, I mean, the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, you know it's going to take an outsider to clean up this mess. And they're fighting every step of the way. And by the grace of God, you got to continue to pray for this president because there are too many people that, you know, are so happy. And I'm talking about the elite crowd, the deep state, however you want to refer to it. They were very content with the incompetency of our government. This was a license to steal for them, what they have set up over the years. And Donald Trump comes in and goes, didn't going to happen. I mean, it was bad enough that it was happening, you know, not only domestically, but it's happening internationally. This is why all the trade stuff that's going on, why he goes to the EU, says, hey, you guys, you know, we're supposed to be partners watching out for each other's interests. Make sure you pay your fair share. NATO, the same thing. You know, all this stuff he's calling out, which is Main Street America. You know, you go to a coffee shop and you just sit down and, you know, talk to them about stuff. They get it. They see it. They just go, you know, they think it's so overwhelming and such a mess. This is why they're so grateful, Michael, that you've got a champion like Donald Trump. Okay, I get it. You hate him. All right. But who else, if not Donald Trump, who else is going to confront the incompetency and the deep state that has been allowed to run, you know, absolutely wild and have their way at every turn? Who else is going to take them? They've been doing this for decades. This hasn't been something that just happened just during the Obama administration. This is a well-oiled machine.
Well, this is the thing that people don't understand. They are feeding the very beast that they don't know exists and they think they're working against. This is the irony. In the 20th century, the liberal left really hated Henry Ford. It was an obvious industrialist, right? Mm-hmm. And now these are the 21st century industrialists. They're more dominating, more aggressive, but they're taking things like our privacy and our security and our information that's more invisible. It takes a greater sophistication to understand how bad these people are. And the same, the liberals don't understand they're supporting the mega powers.
Exactly.
They just don't get it. And that's because of education. All tyrants want people kept dumb, but not just dumb. You don't have to go down to dumb. Just go to circle and confused,
right?
Dependent and confused, and you win. And it's a struggle to educate. And
Hillary Clinton was happy to be shoveling the manure because she didn't want anybody to really look into the Clinton Foundation. You know, it took Peter Schweitzer, which, you know, when I spoke with Peter a number of years afterwards, just, you know, after three years when he exposed the Uranium One deal, right? And even still, Michael, it still hasn't caught full traction yet. I mean, people are talking about it. They're more aware of it. But it still hasn't hit the fan. And, you know, you start seeing little chinks and encouragement by, you know, federal judges saying, no, I want some more information on this. And this might be an uh-oh moment. I mean, they talk about Trump and his uh-oh moments because of Cohen and, you know, Flynn and other things that are happening with Mueller, that he might be exposed and, you know, challenged and vulnerable on certain things. And you have these goofy Democrats. I mean, they drive me nuts, Michael. I mean, well, you know, the president, he could be the first president ever that ends up in jail, you know, because of what he's done. You don't even know what's been done yet. You don't even have all the facts. And you're already putting him in jail after, you know, for what? Oh, thank you very much for coming here to try to clean up this mess that, oh, yeah, by the way, you Democrats created most of it, right?
Well, the moral outrage is so terrifyingly selective. I mean, the same people that lose their minds completely ignore such insane corruption. And it's really, really has huge consequences. It's not paying off someone you slept with before you ran for president.
Right.
You know, it is really dangerous stuff, and they don't get it. And this is a real problem. But this is what they say. You know, the battles never stop. You have to be a happy warrior, because I really understand that now, because it's, you know, we've got behind the ball. I mean, we don't have children that have a civics class. We have people that have been pulled away from the fundamental basic reasons this country exists. And if you cut that connection understanding, then you have people that are easily led all over the place through circle and confused.
Well, and that's what they've done, Michael. They have disengaged us from the Constitution, which starts out with we the people, right? And you take that out. Again, I remind everybody, it is so important. Our founding fathers, what they did by that statement, they put the government in the hands of we the people, not in ruling elites, not in Congress, not in the president. It is in the hands of we the people. But if we the people don't exercise that authority, you have what you have today operating on the Beltway. It's a mess.
It's a total mess. And we have to look at the long view, because it's so much to clean up. And believe me, folks, if we don't have someone to follow with Donald Trump,
right,
it'll just go, they'll close that lid of time, and they'll make sure it's extra tight.
Well, no question. Well, look what they did with the election. I mean, the thing is, and I'm writing a commentary on this, Michael. I think, what am I the only one that saw the fraud, that saw all the stuff that was going on in the 2018 elections? I mean, the media is dead quiet. There's only getting crickets. Even the Republicans, they're not saying anything. I mean, you have districts that, you know, they absolutely flipped, Michael, flipped from, red to blue overnight. That's impossible. Statistically, it tells you it is impossible for those kind of numbers to shift like that. But they did all over the place. And the other thing that was most incredible was Democrats. I guess they were the only ones that were allowed rental cars with absentee ballots that they could conveniently pull out. And also, they have control of the cemetery vote as well. I mean, you know, people who die Republicans somehow are risen, and they vote Democrat, and they hold that vote, and they turn that in to turn over seats. Am I the only one seeing this, or what?
No, we have anarchy and no accountability.
Well, and if you think not, all you had to do was just watch a little bit of the CEO of Google try to convince us that they're fair-minded. This is a mess. Where do you think this is going to end up, Michael?
I wish I was optimistic. It depends on that. We're in a tug-of-war, and I don't know which side is stronger, because the advantage, what's going against the American public, is pretty huge.
It's pretty fixed already.
Just expect someone to save themselves.
Yeah.
To happen.
And it's fixed already. I mean, I don't care what Mark Zuckerberg says, or even what the CEO of Google says. They're well-entrenched right now. It's going to take a major revolution, I hate to tell you. Michael Dougherty, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with.
Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Once famously saying he would take a bullet for Donald Trump. Now President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is talking this way about being so loyal to the current commander-in-chief.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
Cohen speaking on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos about his being sentenced to 3 years in prison this week for committing campaign finance crimes when he paid two women what's been called hush money in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election. More talk that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is under consideration for White House Chief of Staff. According to Axios, Christie was in Washington this week for a meeting with President Trump to discuss that opportunity. This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dub sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I got to tell you, today we take our freedom so much for granted that it's, I think sometimes it's very difficult for people to appreciate that sentiment. I mean, especially when we've got so many kids today coming out of our colleges and, you know, that have been indoctrinated by their professors to think that socialism is the way to go. It's like, how disconnected from the history of our country, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, do you have to be in order to think that socialism is better than the free market and freedoms that go along with it? You know, just by virtue of, you know, there's an exchange here. And this is what we're faced with today, whether it's Google or, you know, Facebook and all these convenient items in the social media realm that are offered to us. We love the convenience of those, but we don't even realize, you know, what we're doing and how we are, you know, surrendering our liberties. I want to bring Bill Pasco on here right now. He's with the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund. He's the political director. Bill, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, are you increasingly concerned? I mean, you know, especially after you see, you know, Sundar Pichai on the Hill being, you know, being questioned about Google. You know, do you have this foreboding sense that, gosh, we are in trouble here? I mean, for the sake of convenience and all these great apps that are provided for us that, you know, with the acceptance and the use of these apps, we're surrendering our liberties beyond what we can comprehend here.
You know, I cannot remember the last time I read the disclosure agreement that I agree to every mm-hmm. time I want to use a new app or load a new piece of software. It is amazing. If you were actually to print out one of these things, they run 4, 5, 6 pages long in legalese that nobody can read unless you've gone to Harvard Law. And buried in there, you'll find out that basically you're signing away your firstborn son.
Right.
It's outrageous that these companies have been allowed to do this. It's worse, frankly, when you stop to think that it's our own fault.
Exactly.
You're the ones who, you're exactly right, Bill. We are so determined to make our lives easier, to get something faster, cheaper, more efficiently, that we're not paying attention to the rights that we have that we're giving away. We are willfully trading our data so that we can use these apps. And we're only now beginning to understand how that's biting us.
And we need to realize that, again, as I keep shouting to people, you know, the three most important words in our documents of origination start out with "we the people." The responsibility is ours. I mean, we think just because we vote and we surrender, you know, the rest of the votes, you know, to our elected officials, that they're looking out in our best interest. Hello, come on, look at it. They are not looking out in our, they haven't. And for them to allow, you know, things like Google and Facebook and Twitter and all these other applications to do what they have done to us and how they've compromised our freedoms and our liberties that are clearly enumerated in the Constitution. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that there is a huge disconnect right there, I don't know what else we need to hear.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me about this, I don't really know where to start. Here's one comment that I'll make. You suggested that part of the problem is that the American population, the citizenry, the electorate in this case, has fallen for the belief that politicians will act in our best interest. This is a violation of one of Pascoe's axioms. That is that politicians are actually 100% trustworthy. You can actually count on a politician. 100% of the time, a politician will act in the politician's own perceived self-interest.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep that in mind. They are there just like we are. We are self-interested individuals. And the beauty of the free market versus socialism, the beauty of the American Constitution versus every other constitution that's been created by man, is that the free market takes man's flaws. It takes man as he is, a flawed, greedy, avaricious, self-interested individual, and finds a way to make that work for the benefit of society. You and I, you may have something that I want to purchase. We negotiate over a price. I have dollars that you want. You have an item that I want. We come to an agreement that benefits us both because you want my dollars and I want your item. And when we come to agreement, that's a way that we've created a system that allows our own self-interest to benefit both of us.
Exactly.
The Constitution is built on the same thing, the idea of separation and powers. Remember, Madison wrote in Federalist 51 that ambition will be made to check ambition and interest to check interest. That's because he knew that men were not angels. Men, we're greedy, we're avaricious, we're self-interested. So split the power up. Make sure that everybody has a little bit of power at the federal level, the state level, and the local level, and then even at the individual levels, you disperse power into a judicial branch and an executive branch and a legislative branch. Give everybody a little bit of power, and they will be jealous of the other branches trying to pull more power to themselves, so they will act as a check on that.
Exactly.
And this is the beauty of our system. It's why the system has worked for almost 250 years. We'll be celebrating 250 years in 2026, and it's going to be a remarkable celebration of what I think is the greatest system of government ever created by man.
But it is up to us to preserve that. As you say, the design checks and balances in the system works if people are, you know, kept in their own lanes. I mean, there are built-in bumpers to this. But what's happened and what is happening is that you get people and political interests that want to get out of their lane and get into other people's business. You know, whether it's the judiciary thinking that they need to make law and they become activated, and that is a problem. Or if you have the executive branch with a pen and a cell phone executing law, that is not their job to do. And this is why so much of Barack Obama's policies have been turned over, because they were done at the executive level. If you want to live and die by the executive level, that's what you've got. You know, Barack Obama's administration.
That's right. Live by the sword, die by the sword. I'll give you a great example. We had just a couple days in the Senate. we had an opportunity to watch something very odd, very, very odd, and that was a federal government agency, an executive branch agency, the Internal Revenue Service, decided to self-regulate. That is, they actually gave up power. They changed a regulation back in July about donors to nonprofit entities like Tea Party Patriots or Planned Parenthood. Under the old rule, at the end of the year, when we filed our tax return for Tea Party Patriots, we had to include what was called a Schedule B, a list of every donor who had given us $5,000 or more. Now, that information was required by law to be kept confidential. The IRS couldn't publish it. So every time somebody asked for a copy of a tax return for a nonprofit, the IRS had to go to the trouble of redacting that information to maintain, to make sure it was complying with the law, and then they would hand over the tax return. But they decided, you know what, we don't need this information to administer the tax code. And because we're gathering it now, that makes it possible that somebody could inadvertently leak it, either either by mistake or by design. So they said, you know what, we're better off just not having the information in the first place. So they changed the rule, and they said no longer will nonprofit entities have to hand over this information every year. They'll have to keep it. They'll still have to keep the records in case we need to audit them, but we won't require them to give us the information anymore. That's a great boon for free speech. Guess what? John Tester and 35 other Senate Democrats introduced a Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval to overturn the IRS. So you've got Congress interfering with the executive branch agency that has decided to regulate itself, actually shrink its own power. And this thing actually passed on the Senate floor. They got one Republican to vote in favor of it, and Tom Tillis from North Carolina was missing, so there were only 99 votes. And when Susan Collins of Maine decided to vote with the Democrats, it went through by 50 to 49. Now, the good news is it's going nowhere in the House. We've only got a couple weeks left in this
fight. Right.
The House will not take it up and pass it. But this is shocking to see that a majority, the 50 members of the United States Senate, think the IRS should continue collecting this information, even though the IRS says we don't need the information to administer the tax code.
Wow. Wow. That's unbelievable. Bill, we got to wrap it up. Bill Pasco on Bill Martinez Live.
It's Cold Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle-dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to the Fall 2018 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 4 out of 5 entrepreneurs are confident their year-end revenue will exceed that of 2017. And looking ahead to 2019, 67% plan to expand their business. To support that growth, 27% of business owners plan to hire in the next 12 months, an 11% increase from this time last year. One new challenge amid the positive outlook is the competition for talent during a period of record low unemployment, which has made finding qualified workers a more difficult prospect. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners are increasingly confident in the economy and are planning to expand their businesses over the next 12 months. At the same time, a historically tight job market has entrepreneurs adopting new talent acquisition strategies, as 58% reported difficulty finding qualified candidates.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm leading you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks, Ray Likas, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, the holidays are upon us, and you may have noticed, maybe at some of the parties that you went to, that there's always, a person or two that somehow is just not engaged with what's happening. We may consider them to be introverted. They just are, it's difficult for them to engage with other people. It's just the way, the way they're wired. And sometimes it can be very sad, especially for the introvert that they're, it's like being all dressed up and, you're at a party, but you're still not, participating here. So it can be tough, especially for introverts during this holiday season. And here to, share some hope is Tim Sanford. Tim is a licensed professional counselor with focus on the family's counseling department. He also owns his own private practice. So, Tim, good to have you back. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect, but I appreciate the time. How are you, sir?
Good to be here, Bill, and I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about hope for the introvert at the Christmas party.
Well, and the first thing is, introverts are not antisocial. It's not that we don't like people. It's that we just don't need a lot of social interaction to be filled up. And frankly, a lot of that social interaction just wears us out.
Right.
So it's not a matter of we don't like people or we're inept socially.
Mm-hmm.
It's that our need for social interaction is a whole lot less. That's it. So what I tell the introverts a lot of times, particularly a Christmas party, like a company Christmas party or something like that,
right,
a Christmas party, Bill, is all about being seen.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure you get seen, especially
right,
by the boss or the host.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. Right.
And the second piece then is then know where the bathrooms are. What I mean by that is find your quiet places,
mm-hmm,
which you can exit for a moment or two, catch your breath, and then reengage when you need to.
I got to tell you, Tim, even for extroverts, you can get overwhelmed with all the noise and, the activity. And I know extroverts, draw on that. That's what gives them energy, and they love that, and they can ping off of that. But at times, even for extroverts, it gets to be a little bit much. And I would think extroverts could also welcome a private a private space as well. So that's good. That's good counsel here.
Well, it is. And what I always encourage, particularly like for myself, Bill, I'm the introvert. I'm married to the extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and she's employed, so we have our, you know, the two company Christmas parties and things like that. I always encourage the couple, particularly, go in with a plan ahead of time, particularly if you have an introvert in the couple. When are we going to arrive? When are we going to exit? And if it's a fairly scheduled kind of a engagement, okay, after this part is when we're going to make our exit. We'll mm-hmm. say our goodbyes here. Go in with a plan so you're not guessing mm-hmm. while you're at the party.
Right. No, that's a good idea. Well, and this way, in between time, the extrovert gets to do what the extrovert loves to do, socialize and do all that. And meanwhile, you've talked it out, and you should know enough about each other as a couple to know that, hey, this is what works, and it's okay. And just because I'm not necessarily engaging as an introvert, it doesn't mean I'm having the worst time ever. It's manageable, right?
Exactly. The extrovert gets the party time. They're happy. It's a win for them. The introvert is able to go home early, and that's a win for them.
Mm-hmm. So it's just little rules of engagement here and how to deal with this. Well, and what else would you recommend here, Tim?
For the introvert, what I recommend is actually practice two, maybe three little 30-second snippets conversation pieces. Family and Christmas traditions, something like, you know, the latest buzz going around the company or the latest news item. Because in a party, you only talk 30-second snippets of things, and it's generally the same three or four things. So actually practice that ahead of time so you don't feel so awkward trying to come up with something on the fly. Have your little script, in a sense, pre-planned on some topics.
Well, and it's true. I think family is always one of the easy things to get into, you know, and you can touch on that or, you know, hey, how did you get started in this business? And you put yourself more in as a listener as opposed to somebody that needs to contribute, and you're liable to find out some interesting stories. I oftentimes, you know, am amazed because in our dynamic, I'm probably more the extrovert. My wife is the introvert. And she'll go and talk with people that, first of all, don't even speak the English language, which amazes me. And she doesn't speak their language, but she'll come away and find out. So I go, how did you find that out? I don't know how you figured it out. But she finds a way just to ask a question and draw for them, you know, whatever they can, you know, whatever she can draw. It's amazing to me. It's a gift, really, you know.
Well, and if you're the one asking the question, Bill, you're not the one having to come up with all the answers then. And so mm-hmm. Even though it's hard for an introvert maybe to initiate with a question, I script them and encourage them, yeah, ask those questions. That way the other person does all the talking. You can just sit back and listen.
Right. And then they think you're the most wonderful person ever. Because that's what you hear all the time, right? It is somebody who listens is the neatest person, because by listening, you validate the other individual, and they just feel they feel so connected. It's amazing how that happens.
Well, they do. And let me take a little history rabbit trail real quick here, Bill, for a couple seconds, because initially the introverted traits, the quiet, the contemplative, the listening, were highly respected in our society up until the time of the Industrial Revolution. That's when all the people came from the suburban areas into the urban areas, thousands and thousands of people, and you had to speak up, you had to be noticeable to get the job, to get the apartment, to get the groceries, and so the extroverted people who did speak up were the ones that got noticed, therefore then they started to get the respect and the accolades, and the introverted traits were then not as respected as much after that. So it is a trait that's highly valuable, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such, the point you make is so appropriate here, because I got to tell you, experientially, Tim, oftentimes, you know, I'm always in search of the golden nuggets and wisdom of, you know, at any point in time. And I often run into it if given the time, you know, because sometimes, you know, extroverts will take over a meeting and you want to hear from the person that's not saying anything. And usually it's at the end. It was almost like a bit, if you go back to the, the presidential campaign for 2016, you know, you had all this row going on. You had, I think at the time, there were probably about 14, 15 people on stage. And it's a mess. I mean, to run for president of the United States, I mean, you got to be an extrovert and have such incredible ego anyway. And it's all on stage. And all this was going on and on. but it was punctuated by a very soft and appropriate answer by one man, and that was Dr. Ben Carson. And his point was so solid, it was like, wow. I mean, and what happens when you get a point like that, it leaves the audience wondering how much more did they possibly miss out because the introvert, and by comparison, I don't know if Dr. Carson would consider himself to be an introvert. He seemed to be just, in that setting with everybody else that was on stage, it was clearly extroverted, to varying levels. You have the sense that maybe I could have had so much more had I listened to him. But they're very selective in their words, and what they have to say, oftentimes I find to be, most appropriate and very powerful.
And that's true, Bill, because an introvert person tends to naturally think more deeply about what they're going to say, and that's why we don't like it when you put us on the spot. And again, back to a company Christmas party, if you're the one hosting, don't put people on the spot of, hey, Bill, so what'd you do yesterday at 5 o'clock?
Right.
Or what do you think about this? If you're going to have some questions and things, put the question out there. Give some time before the answers come up. Another good trick, if you're the one hosting the party or something, any kind of games or kind of activities, please make them optional.
Yes.
Again, we don't dislike the people or the party necessarily. We don't necessarily care to get engaged. So we'll sit back and watch everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But please don't volunteer us or make us become a part of the activity. So if you're the one planning that this holiday season, please make those things optional.
Well, here it is for the holiday party. We want it to be fun for everybody to have a good time. And I'm glad you brought up, the responsibility of the host, putting on the party. Because as you host a party like this, you want everybody to be engaged, have a great time, enjoy themselves. And, when those doors open up and people start coming through, you get the panoply of personalities, that run the entire gamut. And that can be a bit of an opportunity for a host and hostess to make it all work and have it come together to where, afterwards you say, hey, look, I had a great time. It isn't necessarily that somebody has to say, this is the best Christmas party I ever went to. But it's like, hey, thanks for having me here. I really enjoyed myself. I met some new people and I had a great time here, right?
Exactly. I felt relaxed. I felt comfortable at your party. Thank you very much.
And I can't wait until next year as an introvert. When I come back, it'll give me 12 months to prepare for next year's Christmas party, right? Sanford, licensed professional counselor who works in Focus on the Family's counseling department, also his own private practice. Hey, Tim, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past?